Hello?
Right, Ma. I'm in the good bit. There are some guys. They say it's the environmental health. I don't know if it's at your door or the downstairs neighbour, but I think it's at your door. I'm going to pass you on them, right?
Aye, pass them, aye.
Right, here he's here.
Hello there, is that Anne McGee guy?
Aye, as
aye. Oh, it's Councillor Eric George here for Council.
Right.
You got letters, aye?
Have I got letters?
Aye, but the state of your back garden.
Have I still got my back garden? Well, I just moved in.
We've already had 5 complaints for the residents who have certainly made your mark, madam. Congratulations. Welcome in the neighbourhood. Unacceptable. I don't know where you've come from or what it was like before, but it's a state. That dog of yours is out of control.
It's not mine.
No, it is your dog, man. Look, stop trying to pat the blame onto other people. That might have worked in your last case.
You're in the corner of the room. Put that body fire in the room and I'll speak to you face to face, pal.
You'll not be speaking to me face to face, right?
Just I'll be speaking to you face to face because you're taught a lot of
listen,
it's not my dog. And there's a dog to the state and it's everywhere.
How
and
dare you?
Forget about the have you seen the next stair right next to me?
How dare you try and blame the people downstairs? They're good, honest, working people.
Good, honest, working people?
That nightmare, she's hung up, right. I'm going to try and get her back on, and this time around, I'll pretend to be a supervisor from the same council. Let's see if that works.
Hello?
Hello, it's the council here. I believe you had a run-in with one of our staff.
What is it you're wanting here? I stay up the stair. All the coming through down the stair.
Right, well, our councillor said that you were very, very rude to him a minute ago, madam. Said that you threatened him and that you're currently making your way to the property at 27 present. Our councillor, I've instructed our councillor to leave.
So you've told him to leave?
It was spick and span. You could eat your dinner off the floors of that back garden before you moved in 4 months ago, madam. It's since you've moved into the property, it's gone downhill and we've had an abundance of complaints. Some people incandescent with rage at the way you're behaving at that property, you and your dog.
By the way, this is outrageous and as a matter of fact, it's laughable. I'm contacting my lawyer.
No, you're not. I am an elected member of Council, I am the law in this area, and you will listen to me, madam, and you will listen good.
You listen to me, you idiot.
How dare you, madam?
You clown.
Can I just take it as read that you're going to pick up after your dog? Even if it's not your dog, I need you to go out there and pick up all the poo.
I'll gladly do it with a black baggie.
If you wouldn't mind, madam, maybe wear gloves because it is unhygienic. Now, what about the puddle that you've created out the back?
I've not created a puddle at the back. It came from the back house.
It came from the back house?
The back house.
Can I tell you the back house is actually one of the houses to complain about you, so that's convenient.
Your nose is so far up your you smell your own.
All I can smell is the coming from your back garden, madam.
No, you're really doing my head in now. I'm going to phone the council to report you.
Don't do that, madam, because you might get me into trouble and I'm on my last warning.
Listen, shut up.
She's hung up again.
Well, I'm going to pick the up.
Obviously, we got off on the wrong foot, and I'd appreciate it if you didn't complain to the council about me. I've just had a bad day.
Right, okay.
What I'll do in return is I'll give Paddy £100 cash.
Paddy!
And everyone in the background who knew you were live on Clyde One's Make Your Mum Mad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thank you for being a great sport, and well done, everyone in the background, for keeping stum. Paddy, well played!
Cheers,
son. See you later.